I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World.
Mucho más allá de mi ventana, las nubes de la mañana son...
You're listening to Cuban singer Silvio Rodriguez. He's a giant figure in music. Rodriguez does not play mambo. He's associated with a lyrical style called Nueva Trova, Cuba's politicized version of singer-songwriter folk music. Silvio Rodriguez's words have made him the troubadour for progressives and revolutionaries, and not just in Cuba, but across Latin America and the world. Tonight at Carnegie Hall, Silvio Rodriguez will be making the first of several U.S. appearances, the first time for him in this country in 30 years. It's an event, both musically and in terms of U.S.-Cuban relations. In a moment, we'll hear from a longtime Silvio fan, but first, from New York, here's The World's Alex Galifant.
Earlier this week, Silvio Rodriguez sat down in front of a battery of microphones and answered some questions.
Estoy muy contento de poder regresar a los Estados Unidos.
After a 30-year absence, he said it was good to be back.
Que es un país...
I'm very happy to have been able to return to the U.S., he began, describing the country as one that he admires in many ways. Rodriguez said the relationship between the United States and Cuba has, in his mind, returned to where it was before the administration of George W. Bush.
We were getting used to having Cuban musicians play regularly in the United States until the Bush administration unilaterally put the hammer down.
That's Ned Sublett, a composer and scholar of Cuban music. He says the hammer fell in late 2003, largely preventing Cuban musicians from performing in the United States. Rodriguez says he couldn't get a visa even before then, hence the 30-year absence. In any case, the rules changed last year.
Since then, we've had a deluge, especially this summer. There's every week, it seems, there's another great Cuban artist coming to town. Silvio Rodriguez is... the biggest name commercially to come so far.
Indeed, Rodriguez can draw crowds. He can also draw criticism. Silvio Rodriguez is explicitly identified with the Cuban Revolution.
And this means that there are many people who are passionately in his favor, and many people, he has a song called El Necio, about how they say when the revolution falls, list of the things that they'll do to him. He'll be, you know, torn to bits.
Cuando la revolución se venga abajo, que machacara mis manos y mi boca, que me arrancaran los...
Yo creo en la revolución. Yo sigo creyendo en la revolución. Yo lo que creo es que la revolución...
At his press conference in New York, Silvio Rodriguez said, "I continue to believe in the revolution." Looking ahead to his forthcoming concert in Florida, home to many anti-Castro Cuban exiles, Rodriguez said he expects protests. It's okay, he said. It's their right. But the music of Silvio Rodriguez is not purely about politics. Ned Sublett says the Cuban is first and foremost a poet and a songwriter. And much of Rodriguez's achievement has been, as Sublett phrases it, to infuse the revolutionary sentiment with the idea of love. So some songs might be polemical, for sure, but others are more open to interpretation.
The Cuban songwriters in general are not pamphleteers, even you know, the most committed to the revolution or the most skeptical. In general, they do not tell you what to think. They suggest metaphors, ways you could think, ask questions. I think that's better art.
I remember the first time I heard Silvio Rodriguez.
Beto Arcos is a writer in Los Angeles who grew up in Mexico. He first heard Silvio's music 30 years ago.
I was 19 years old in my first year of college in Jalapa, Veracruz. It was a song called Pequeña Serenata Diurna, Little Morning Serenade, from Silvio's first album. And the lyrics were unlike anything I'd ever heard before.
Vivo en un país libre. Cual solamente puede ser libre en esta tierra, en este instante. Y soy feliz porque soy gigante. Amo una mujer clara que amo y me ama sin pedir nada o casi nada, que no es lo mismo, pero es igual.
The lyrics spoke directly to me. I live in a free country, as it can only be free. In this land, in this instant, and I'm happy because I'm a giant. Silvio's songs became anthems to my generation, especially during the early 1980s when the wars in Central America were tearing El Salvador and Nicaragua apart. One of his most popular albums during that time was Unicornio. The song Canción Urgente para Nicaragua, Urgent Song for Nicaragua, was a call to young Latin Americans like me to join in support of the struggling nation.
Se ha prendido la hierba dentro del continente. Las fronteras se besan y se ponen ardientes. Me recuerdo de un hombre.
But what attracted me to Silvio's music more than anything else were the songs he created with the most perfect melodies, such as this one, Nuestro Tema.
Nuestro tema de amor tiene quebranto, pero su empeño sana el dolor.
Silvio has always had an amazing ability to create powerful musical statements with just guitar and voice. But his lyrics are also full of allegories and metaphors, comparable to some of the finest poetry in the Spanish language. In the last few years, his introspective songs helped me cope with a loss in my family. When my older sister passed away in 2008, I found solace in his songs. This one is called Vida y Otras Cuestiones, Life and Other Questions.
Irán conmigo. ¿Quién fue feliz? ¿Quién se perdió? Solo y sin hijos. Después de cuánto resulto yo.
I have all of Silvio's records, many of them in the original vinyl from the late 70s. I still listen to them. It's been a dream of mine to see him in concert. I just never imagined I'd get a chance to see him in Los Angeles. And so I plan to take my 11-year-old son and tell him what Silvio has meant to me for the last 30 years. For the world, this is Beto Arcos in Los Angeles.
Sea la justicia pospuesta, la suma que falta.
Writer Beto Arcos reflecting on the music of Silvio Rodriguez. Before that, we heard from the world's Alex Galifant in New York. Thanks to Ed Morales for help on Alex's story today. Silvio Rodriguez starts his U.S. tour tonight in New York. We have links at theworld.org. The World's theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Marco Werman. Have a great weekend.
Para mi amor.